Madam Chairperson, the EU welcomes today's discussion. Given the worrying increase of expressions of hate against persons belonging to minorities, our meeting is timely indeed. Preventing and countering the spread of hate speech online is an emerging challenge. Fast removal or disabling of access to such content online is essential. The EU's priority is to avoid that efforts to protect the public from internet-based threats would unduly limit the full enjoyment of freedom of expression, including by undemocratic authorities using fight against hate speech as a pretext to introduce overly restrictive legislation and improper monitoring practices. The EU appreciates the 2019 report of the UN Special Rapporteur on Promotion and Protection of Freedom of Opinion and Expression, which identifies standards for handling hate speech. Dedicated institutional attention to the issues of persons belonging to minorities in the context of hate speech is essential to prevent atrocities and to reinforce unity and stability. The European Commission works with law enforcement and judicial authorities to provide guidance, best practices, and training, including through targeted funding and compliance. The EU Agency for Fundamental Rights focuses its work on monitoring hate crime trends and assisting member states in improving data collection. Studies show that anti-Gypsyism is one of the most commonly reported ground of hate speech. The European Commission put forward in October 2020 a new 10-year framework for the inclusion and participation of Roma. Member states should support civil society in monitoring and reporting hate crimes and hate speech against Roma and assist the victims. I thank you.
Thank you. We proceed.